a thing on there. I'm not sure if you need to touch something there.
Somebody want to come in? Thanks. Yeah. Keep an eye on that, all right?
All right.
Okay.
You got to admit them.
You want to do roll call?
Sure. Present in person, board members, Bill Sable, Kathy Sable, Dave Edgington, Evelyn Payson, Lynn Christie, Laura Dorek, Julia Shabby, that's not so
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Lisa Sobiskanovich and Chris Papalizio. Lisa Hober, Treasurer. Public present in person, Nancy Kavanaugh. Virtually, Gary Cohen, Keith Marvin, and Craig Montanari.
May I make a motion?
Yes.
May I make a motion to change the order of our agenda tonight? I move the executive session after new business.
I second that.
Any discussion?
Why don't we just move it to the top of the order if we're going to move it? Because it's important.
The executive session, sir? The reason I want to move it is that just for consideration of the public, because executive session the public doesn't participate in,
correct?
And if we have it any other time, they have to excuse themselves, right, and then come back in. So I thought if we did it at the end of the meeting, that's why I was just looking at this, wondering why, you know, maybe that's when I looked at it, I thought we should have executive session at the end of the meeting. In consideration for the public.
I don't know what the time frame is going to be.
So I believe originally the reason why we put executive session, we put voting at the end of the meeting is because the new members wanted to kind of see how the meeting runs and how everybody interacts and how things go before voting. So we thought we'd give them a meeting. So that's why we put that in new business, but I think it makes sense not to have people waiting around while we're in executive session. Probably should be at the end. So I probably erred there by not putting it at the end to have the public sit through that.
Okay, because I mean, if we're moving stuff around.
Just come announce the one from time.
Yep, if we're moving stuff around, the voting always going to take place at the beginning of the meeting in September.
At the beginning?
Always. Always has.
Yeah. First thing to do.
Yeah. So I'm not sure why that was put at the end either. But executive session, we can also, we as a board can excuse ourselves as well. While the public stays here, right upstairs.
But I mean, they're waiting. So they're
exactly.
I was just like trying to keep
it so that they can leave.
Yeah, they can leave. I have no idea. To me, that's kind of a lot. But I've never been to a meeting. So
right.
It's my first one.
Yeah.
But I was just trying to be considerate of the people who are joining who are not on the board. That was my thought.
Yep. And so I would like to see the voting happen at the top of the meeting, and we can move the executive session to the end of the meeting. That would be
my motion was
right. So I'm asking you,
and you second.
Right. You can amend your motion if you'd like.
I don't want to because I kind of want. I really do as a new person. I've never been to a board meeting,
mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see how it's run. I'd like to see what happens, and I'd like to get through this and then do voting at the end. I don't want to amend my motion.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Okay.
All those in favor of the amendment to move executive session after new business?
Do we raise our hands? Okay, I will.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Aye.
Aye.
Fine.
Okay,
fine.
Okay. All those not in favor?
So none opposed.
None opposed. Motion carries. So we'll move. Voting.
Oh, there's another. Someone.
So we'll move voting after.
Well, this was the executive session.
Yeah,
was that motion was for?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Executive session to answer your business.
Right.
Yeah.
So then I'll make a motion to move voting to the top of the agenda after a session of minutes.
I'll second that.
Mm-hmm.
debate on that. As a new member, if we're going to vote the votes for presidency, and there's two folks, candidates that are running for presidency, and neither of the two that I know very well, I know some other folks, but I don't know the two of you that well. I don't know if it's possible, but I would like to hear from both of the candidates running for presidency why they feel they're the best candidate, and have some time for each of you to talk. Because I've only been to one board meeting as an observer, as an associate observer. So I'd like to hear from both why you feel you're the best candidate or a good candidate, what you feel some of the challenges are of the association that we're dealing with today, how you, if you feel strongly about some of the challenges that we're faced with, how you would go about leading a team to address some of the challenges that we have heard about as of recent, so I can make a more of an informed decision rather than just to raise a hand on, on what I really don't know a whole lot of. So if that is possible, before we make a vote, it would be helpful for myself as a new board member.
And you kind of said everything I'm also feeling, pretty much, And I think in the past, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but is this just like one of the only times you've ever had like a runoff for president? Like two people, or you've had that another board? Cause I don't.
It's been a while, but I've had other times.
Okay, because I was thinking then maybe that's why it was always done in the beginning, because you didn't have other candidates that were kind of,
If it's a motion, I motion that we allow the two candidates some time to...
Well, Kathy's already got a motion on the floor.
Yeah. And we're discussing it right now. So, Chris, to your point, we can do that at any point in the meeting. So it doesn't matter if the voting is at the beginning of the meeting or at the end of the meeting. We can still sit and talk about who we are. Absolutely. I don't see why that can't happen. No matter whether it happens at the beginning or at the end.
Do you need time to get your thoughts together?
I think that would be great for us to get our thoughts together, because, it's something that's new that's presented to both of us. And I also am respecting the fact that the new members haven't been involved in board meetings and want to see how everybody interacts and how things are done and so forth. So I think it's a little bit of both. That's what I've been hearing. I heard Julia wants to see a meeting, and I've heard that Chris would like to learn a little bit more about us as candidates. So I definitely request some time to gather that.
So before anyone leaves or walks out or takes that time, I am in full agreement with what Chris is saying. I think you articulated it beautifully. I think better than I would have articulated it. As Kathy, you had said, we could do that at any point in the meeting, but I would prefer to do that before voting happens. I think that would
Absolutely. I'm not saying that we should just have a vote without anybody talking. Right? I'm saying, let's bring it to the top of the meeting.
Right.
And just do it, and we'll discuss, and Lori and I can talk about it, and,
I'd also like an opportunity to speak as well, because it is your first board meeting, and talk a little bit about the role of the president, because the president is not the president of the association. The president is the president of the board, and I think that it's important to understand how that role works, and we can talk about that.
Let's keep the motion so we don't lose track of the motion that's on the floor. So Kathy would like to move the motion. So if I'm understanding correctly, Kathy, you want to move the motion to vote for president.
All the officers, at first,
and then you want us to talk about why we would be good candidates.
No, I'm saying move voting in new officers, from new business up to after acceptance of minutes,
right.
And in that process of that whole voting in new officers, part of that process would be questions that anybody has for us, or we can say what we think, discussion, it's a thing.
Okay.
Wait, and then we vote at the end of when?
After their discussion.
After we all...
Before we move on to
public comment,
all right, we'll finish that. But part of that whole process is going to be for these two to be able to say, you know, what they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then after all the discussion, then you vote before we move on to the agenda.
So that negates what Juliet has asked for in the beginning, to watch a meeting. And what Chris has also asked for was to watch a meeting.
I second Julia, but I'm saying what's happening.
Let me just mention one thing, okay? The reason that we always make it first on the agenda is because this meeting is run by the new president, okay? So, in years past, I'll give you a little bit of history. After the annual meeting, the board would get together that day and choose the president and the officers the day of the annual meeting. We, in past 10 years, whatever, push it off till the first board meeting. But the reason that you elect your officers immediately is because last year's season is over now. Okay, we're starting with a brand new season, so we need the new president to preside over this meeting. So that's why it's first on the agenda.
So that's kind of a change from when I came on and from when Lynn came on. It didn't happen that way.
Yeah.
In our bylaws, so don't state what the timing of the election.
No, it doesn't. I'm giving you a little history about how it was done.
Yeah.
How it was done in there for many years. It was done that way. Because once you have your annual meeting, you elect new board members. At that point, the new president takes over.
Okay.
See, you all new board members are here. You're going to go under either the same president or a new president, but you're going to have to vote before you want to have your meeting.
My hand would wander. I would
have done that. Yeah, I mean, that's my vision of how it should be. So that's just my opinion.
I appreciate that. That's true.
Yeah. So we have a motion, a second, and discussion. What are we going to do now?
I'm wondering if there's any more debate. I'm still getting that Julia wants it at the end.
It's okay. That's my
Lisa,
you have
to go under one meeting, so I would like it at the end. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's possible.
It's
but
I kind
of agreement.
Okay.
It is good to have history, though.
Yeah.
It's good to kind of know what's been done.
And I personally would like some time to gather my really didn't, we haven't had a if you call it a runoff, but I would like a little bit of time to gather my thoughts and so forth as well. So I'm not sure how you want to,
well,
take a vote.
You can't take a vote on both.
That's right.
There's been a lot of discussion. I mean, I did see in Robert's rules that we could postpone the vote. There is a postponement part of Robert's rules.
Yeah.
So there could be a motion if folks need to gather their thoughts on what I said was a lot. You know, I didn't just say, tell me your name and your address.
Okay.
It's tell me a lot about yourself. Tell me a lot about how you feel the presidency should be run and what your leadership ability is and what are the challenges that we are currently faced with, some of the challenges that we've seen in some of the legacy bylaws and legacy charters and how you would address each of the current issues that we have. And so it is a lot to bear all at once. So there is something that we could do, is even if it's a week or what have you, there is a thing to postpone a vote at a later time.
Why we want to do that. I think we need to do it today.
Yeah.
We need to do it today.
Get it over going.
I mean, do it at the beginning of the meeting, the end of the meeting, I guess that's what
I'm going
to
do it.
And I second your motion, but if the people choose to lose again, that's fine. Then they do it. Why don't we
put it to a vote?
Well, let's finish your vote.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We have to vote on
what? Yeah, put your vote
right
there. Yeah.
Okay. So the motion is to put the vote for president, vice president, and secretary After
the acceptance of minutes.
Right.
Acceptance of minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor? So.
With some debate, right?
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
you're with some debate.
Oh, I thought you wanted to wait till
the end. No. That's the. No, you can't. Either you vote yay or nay right now.
You
want to say.
Lori. You have to be clear on what he's voting on. Make sure he understands what
he's voting. You're voting.
I thought I was voting on what Kathy said.
You're voting to have.
It's not debate, Chris. We're going to talk. Absolutely.
So you're voting to
Time out. Everybody, the vote is to move it to the top of the list. That's what you're voting on right now.
You're voting to have the voting in new officers right after the approval of minutes, which happens now. You're voting to have the vote in about 5 minutes.
We're going to answer your questions as to why we're
before,
and I just asked for time on that.
That's reasonable. All right, so I guess you try to vote again now.
Is everybody understand? Is everybody clear on what this vote is?
Yeah, I think so.
So do you have the agenda in front of you, Chris?
No, but I looked at it this afternoon.
All right, so I'm just going to show it to you so you know.
I can share.
So if you look at the agenda, there's the roll call of the Board of Governors that just occurred. Then there's acceptance of the minutes for July 17th and August 7th. Kathy would like to do the vote before public comment, before there's a chance that for me, as you're coming up with this now, that
we both know that you have to come in and talk first.
Right.
And you announced in the email that this is what you want.
So this is nothing new.
In terms of public comment, what is that?
I did announce, however, there's a new component now on how we're going to respond to certain issues that are big issues. The Airbnb, the property dispute, there's a lot of big issues. It is old business, but I believe this is what Chris is referring to. I'm not really sure. We do have some big items on the
I think he wants to know where you stand, Lori, and what your vision is.
Well, I think Chris should.
What's public comment?
Yes, thank you. That's my question.
Public comment, Lori.
So public comment is anybody that's here that has an opinion or a discussion on anything that's happening in the community. We do not, just like when you came to discuss pickleball,
the
board does not communicate or integrate or have any interaction with public comment. However, they can bring up any topic they wish.
Yeah, and we usually try to get back to them within a reasonable time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Except the fact that
my concern is, and there is a concern that there's a petition that's going around about the presidency and whether or not two people from the same household can vote.
I'm sorry that I didn't stand up and address this when this came up at that owner's meeting.
Right.
Because that was wrong. We had a ballot that was put together.
Right.
Everyone went through nominating.
Yeah.
And to not stand up and stand up for nominating.
I'm not saying I'm for or against it. I'm
saying that people would not have been going through nominating if it wasn't correct.
Right.
Or if we breaking any kind of rule. Lisa and her committee did everything by the book. Kathy's name would never have gone on that ballot along with everyone else if it wasn't correct and a good phrase in the charter. I mean, Lisa has been on bylaws. If anyone knows the rules, it's Lisa. And I didn't think about it fast enough when you said it, but I should have stood up for Lisa then. Because to make that kind of suggestion that something wrong happened, or unethical, or shady, and that it went through nominating, got on the committee, and was put up, that's just wrong. You can stand by and text me.
That's not the message I got.
But that's no, what no. says.
What says?
What that somehow, by allowing Kathy, a second person in the household, to be on that ballot, that something was wrong.
No, I've not read that anywhere. I'm getting confused now. There was nothing brought up at the annual meeting. You're right. The nomination was fine.
He's Marvin.
No,
that was my only said. Well, two people from the same household shouldn't be on the board.
But he did not say, there's nothing wrong. Kathy came, Kathy was on, she was elected in, that's it.
Then he
got what he's saying, what I'm hearing, this is what I'm hearing from our membership, that we are responsible to, as a board of governors, we are responsible to our membership. They are saying we have concerns, and this is not the first time they've said it, this is the second time they've said it, that they have concerns of over-representation from a single household slash family. I'm
It could be changed.
I'm agreeing with you. The bylaws allow whatever was done. That, we're not saying that. There was nothing from saying. There's nothing illegal done here, no. But what I'm saying is our membership is reaching out and saying, look, the bylaws need to be fixed. It takes a process. We all know that's a big process.
Right.
Here, and they specifically said we're not pointing at the table because you guys have done amazing work. You've done a lot of things. But there is growing concern. And what I'm seeing is our membership is starting to activate, organize, because issues are bothering them that they feel are not being addressed. And this petition is their voice trying to be heard that I believe.
Yeah. So my original point was.
You all knew about this petition?
I'll tell you what I know.
I'm not saying for or against it. I'm just saying.
You want to discuss it.
I want to discuss it.
In the year. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
If we discuss it,
I have no bearing on today.
I'm saying you could talk to that when you talk about your. If it's brought up, and I think it will be, because that's what I've heard.
Hmm.
As you guys talk about your presidency, your candidates at this point, you could talk about it and discuss how you feel that could be handled, perhaps, as a issue that I heard through the grapevine got a lot of
signatures. Interesting. Yeah,
this is old news, because we have the Sudells. We're both on the board.
At the
The only thing is, the reason I'm bringing it up is, we were asked, do we want to do this at the very first thing, or do we want to do it at the public comment? And because we are a small community, even though there's 420 members, if you haven't heard, a lot of people did hear. There were several people that did hear that the petition was going around. I even mentioned it to Phil. We discussed it, and he said, you know, it is a concern.
Okay.
There may be a need to address it,
mm-hmm.
but certainly, are you willing to look into it? Would be the question, and how? Right. It's just another challenge. There's several challenges.
Absolutely.
There's short-term rentals. There's other things that we're challenged with that we all want to roll up our sleeves and start working on as a board meeting, we got to have some unity in this board.
Absolutely.
When we talk, we got to speak with one voice.
Absolutely.
We can't go saying, well, I feel this way and I feel this way. We need to come to a consensus amongst the board. Mm-hmm. And that's really why I joined the board, because I feel I have a lot to add and a lot of energy, and I'd love to help.
Right.
But I only want to help if we could come together as a unit, as one cohesive unit, as a single entity. And that's why I don't think we should ignore things or say it doesn't exist. Let's hit it head on and say, I see a lot of defensive posturing in the one meeting that I was at, and I think one of the biggest things why we posture defensively is we don't assume good intentions. we have to assume we are here only for the sure point that we want to do well in the community. When I say hi to you, it's because I say hi to you, and I mean it with all my heart. It's not because I have a hidden agenda. When I say, Phil, I want to help you out, it's because I really want to help you out with the docs. We got to come together if this is going to be a successful board.
Well, let's listen to what they have to say when we get to that point.
And we're going to be here till midnight if we don't move along.
We had a motion on the floor?
Yes.
What was the vote?
We need to vote.
We need to vote. Okay. If we're moving this up, is debate over?
Yes.
Once we vote, if we're moving it up, do you have something to say?
Yeah, I do. So I understand that we want to move along because we don't want to be here till midnight, but I also think, like Chris, this is too important to rush.
I understand
that this is on the agenda, that this is, you know, the vote has to take place. You know, Philip just made a comment which just tells me he's frustrated. It sounds like there's frustration right here. And I think I personally, and I feel the same from Chris and Julia, I think our vote matters now. I really want to make sure for the next 3 years that I'm on the board that it's the right decision. We have the right person at the helm.
Don't misunderstand the frustration. My frustration is not because of the process. My frustration is because we should move it up. And then you can have the same discussion at the beginning as the bottom. My frustration is let's just vote and move it up and everybody have their discussion.
So what's the harm in waiting till the end of the meeting? Tell me, because I don't know.
I don't necessarily think it's a harm. I don't think it's a harm, really, but I think that we can have meaningful conversation with both people at the beginning or at the end. My feeling is I've been pretty clear about that. This new meeting is run by the new president. So we need to choose a new president first. So I think if we move it to the motion on the floor and move it to the top of the agenda, and that doesn't change the fact that these two will have plenty of time to talk about whatever they feel they need to talk about. And whether we do it then or later, once you choose your president, then you move forward. Then the new president runs the meeting. So that's why we need to do that first. But you take as much time as you want to have that discussion. But it needs to be done first.
So I'm just going to say
the motion is that it is done first.
Before public comment. And before you all get to see a meeting. And before you can't even
But that's not the motion because I would suggest that after public comment because that's why people are here probably. But
Julia, you had the motion. I second your motion.
Now we're asking the motion. She's asking if it could be moved. I said that's not the motion. She's just saying it's top the meeting. All right, we can make another motion afterwards.
I make a motion to amend Kathy's motion.
I would not like to amend my motion.
All right. So call the vote.
Everybody done with debate?
Yep.
Okay, so the motion on the table is to move the vote for new officers to after the acceptance of the minutes.
Yes.
All in favor? Is there any more discussion?
No.
So, before public comment,
right after public comment.
I think.
Just move it up there. That's all.
I'm sorry. One last comment, and then I'll play by the rules. So, I don't think I agree with Julia. We've got several folks here. And here, I'm assuming for public comment.
Okay.
The folks that are online.
Okay. Or they're just listening or they're here. We don't know yet.
Would it make sense to wait for public comment and then vote? I don't know if that's
I don't see the difference because the public doesn't vote for president. The board does.
The officers are officers of the board. They're not the officers of the association.
they're the individuals that help with running the business of this board.
And the board reports to the association members.
Correct.
Ultimately.
Yes.
Ultimately.
Yes.
But
I don't think so.
We're
excited
at
that.
No. We are responsible to our members.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
The role of the officer is to work with us. The president of this association
and to
only to take a step back.
Right.
Because they're supposed to be helping to make sure that as these meetings run, each of our voices is heard.
Mm-hmm.
We, each of us, as elected board members, are responsible to the association. And what we do is we elect from ourselves someone that we feel can help be the peacemaker, be the conciliator, be the one who is that team leader for our board. So as we discuss all the challenges that we come to consensus, a tiebreaker if we come as a board to a stalemate. The one who, you know, makes sure that everyone gets a chance to speak. It's a large responsibility because that person has to almost agree to step back and not have their opinion be first. Because they have to be, it's like any other team that you're involved with in business,
right?
The success of the team leader is through the success of their team.
Yeah, I agree.
So
with
you don't see that person being the front person. What you see them, particularly in a part of a board, is you're going to see them making sure everyone's heard. In fact, Lori and I have had a conversation about Cindy Biancamaro. Before Cindy stepped down and said,
we should talk about past presidents, not name
traits that you felt about her leadership style that you admired. And what she said is she's like Queen Elizabeth. She's sort of above it all. You never see her do anything, but everything gets done. And that's really what you look for with a president. They make sure that the team is the team.
I also want to comment. Did you want to say something?
No, I did. I think we all kind of know what the president's role is. I appreciate that.
I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, we do.
I think we all. But I want everybody to also remember, you know, like during a meeting such as yesterday, or the August meeting, you know, and to what you're saying, Lynn, the point is made by the membership in a gallery to the board. But specifically, they're talking to, they're pointing at, right, the president.
It's the board.
And I agree. However, the president is the spokesperson for the board. That's how Robert's Rules puts it. But I agree with you. The board needs to be cohesive. We have had some need for some team building. I can't dispute that, and I think that's a fantastic going forward idea for this board, and for our new members to also feel cohesive and a part of a board
mm-hmm.
that works together, mm-hmm. that communicates together. You know, we all let each other know what we're doing. We all let each other know what's going on. We keep each other apprised. And, you know, in the last 2 months that I, you know, tried to do that, you know, there wasn't a lot of turnover. I had a lot of pressure to get up to speed and so forth. As you all know, it was a last-minute decision. I had inclination the evening before that the prior president was going to be stepping down. I was the vice president. So it was a big, you know, for all of us. And at the time, you know, there were 8 of us. We didn't have a full complement. And then we went down to 7. So, you know, I think me working with the board prior you know, a couple of years on the budget committee, I did get to know some of you. Lynn, you were on the budget committee with me, so I did get to know you. But if I'd come on as somebody that hadn't had any interaction, such as our three new members, I would find it difficult to, you know, vote for officers at this time and not knowing how things function and so forth. And I think a lot of the new members have also yet had input from membership because they're the new members. I'm not going to, there's still a motion on the floor, so I'm not going to address what you asked me, Kathy, but we could talk about that after. So the motion on the floor, I think, is that, unless there is debate, are we done?
Yes. I am.
I think everybody's heard the new people would like to wait and postpone, and I think, let's have a vote. The vote is to move, or the motion, I'm sorry, is to move the vote for the officers to the beginning of the meeting after the acceptance of the minutes of July and August for the officers. All those in favor? 5 yes. All nays. 3 nays. 4 nays. The motion carries.
Excuse me. Aren't you a tiebreaker? Yeah. You can't vote. You're a tiebreaker.
Well, I think
I can vote. I can vote as a member.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I absolutely can, Dave. Okay. I can vote. I can vote.
All right. That's
currently, as the chair, I have to legally tell Phil that you are in conflict of interest because Kathy is running for president. That said, it's on record. I have to tell you that.
Thank you. It's been a lot of conflict for the last few months.
Yes, so. And it's and I'm supposed to also ask you to recuse yourself.
I don't. It's nothing in our rules.
Robert's rule says that I'm supposed to.
Thank you for asking.
And I'm supposed to also recommend that you do that.
Thank you for asking. Moving on.
Okay. So,
you need some time to gather yourself.
We have to do the acceptance of this first.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and so, no, there's not going to be any time for me to gather myself. There's not going to be any time for that.
I thought there was. But may I
there can be.
Okay.
That
is like, wow, this is really cutthroat, man.
No, it's not.
You know,
it's
we're
not.
Supposed to be working together as a team, and I know
it's
nothing about either
row.
I'm just like, really, I'm sorry, guys. This is the frustration that the membership is out there coming out in my voice right now. I'm like, I'm here to try to, I don't want this frustration.
You don't feel any different than anybody else coming to the board the first time.
God.
No, you really don't. I felt the same way when I came to the board. You don't know what the heck is going on. You know, you don't know what's going on. You're new. You have to learn. Don't feel like it's just you. Every new member feels the same way.
I've been on several boards.
Well,
I've
okay.
been president of several organizations. Yeah. And I'm also part charter of many charters other than this one.
Yeah.
This one's different.
So all I'm saying is,
I can tell you that there's a lot of rug in the room.
Okay, I'll give you that. But any new member on a board is uncomfortable until they get their feet wet and figure out what's going on. The fact that you're not sure how things go and all that—that's
normal. I don't think that's what the sentiment is.
No. Okay, well, there's a lot of
tension in the room.
All right, well, that's fine.
There's a lot of tension with folks all wanting to do something that's good, and there's a lot of tension. I don't know why we don't want to hear. There's no rule that says we can't hear what Julia said and hear from folks talking and exchanging in a board meeting before we put something up to a vote.
And I almost feel that you're being pressured or that
it's like not allowed for some reason. Like it's weird.
Plenty of time for talking about the voting and the vote from the president, the vice president. Plenty of time. That's not something that anybody here is forcing interrupting anything.
Nothing.
Just moving it to the top of the agenda. That's what you do at the end of the
vote. But isn't that forcing? Like,
no,
forcing it?
Well, we already had a motion and it went through it earlier.
Yeah, right.
And then we, so now I'll make a third motion. I motion that we go back to Julia's original motion.
I remember it was.
Her motion was
your motion was approved.
That motion was for the because I spoke up about having to have public comment before.
Right.
Yeah. My other motion was approved. The motion was for the
executive
session. Thank you to come after the new business. Kathy made a motion to move new business.
Right.
Voting to the top before public comment, which we voted on.
Where it usually is. That's why I made that motion. I have words for it.
Actually, you had said to me, and I'm just, you said to me, come to after the president's report, the past president liked to do it after the president's report. And at the time, it was really.
I said during the president's report at the top of the meeting. I said either or.
Okay. I'm waiting to hear if Chris would like to continue.
Oh.
I mean, Chris, you can make another motion, but you can.
Well, I don't know if I want to make another motion, but it just seems like I didn't sign the petition. I thought the timing of the petition was because we are trying to divide the, even go greater into dividing this small little governance of a board. And so I think the timing of it was purely based on the two of you guys going head to head against the presidency. So I didn't sign it, but I thought it was in bad taste of the timing of it. But I don't disagree with it. And I told Phil face to face, and I know that
but I know that Keith Marvin stood up twice at each association meeting and said that two members of a household should not be on the board together.
I called Phil on the phone and we had a face to face conversation. And I think Phil respects me for that.
I did, because you know it's...
So not about the petition, just about two board members being...
Yes. About the natural conflict that two board members having that. And that's how we need to work moving forward. Whoever becomes president...
And I said to you that today.
We need to do that moving forward.
We can discuss anything throughout the year. Just changing things, making things better. Hopefully making things better. You know, so they could be changed. You know, and will I run next year? Probably not. You know, because of all this, I don't see it. But as of right this minute, there are no rules and no regulations put in place. Moving forward, after this meeting,
I'm not going to make another motion.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm hearing you.
I'm not going to make another motion. I'm good.
Okay. So I can move on.
Please.
Okay. All right. Does everybody accept of the minutes of July 17, 2023, or would you like them read?
I make a motion we don't read them.
No. I second.
Thanks, Dave. I make a motion to accept.
Yeah.
All in favor? Debate? Great.
Yep.
Motion carries. Acceptance of the minutes of the August 7th board meeting. A motion we accept.
I'll second.
Anybody have anything to say? Is everybody in favor?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody not in favor? Excellent. No abstentions, I'm guessing. Okay, so I guess we're going to move into voting for new officers. And we'll start out with the president. As you both know, Kathy and I are running, so we'll vote for Kathy, and then depending on, yes?
We're going to take some time now, right?
Well,
I wanted time to gather your thoughts.
I wanted time to
so,
gather my thoughts.
Go right ahead. Take as much time as you need.
Why? 5 minutes?
Or?
Why don't we take a 10-minute break?
What, exactly.
I can take a break.
Yes.
Make a motion, we take a 10-minute break.
I'm there.
Second. Is there any more here?
So we're going to go into voting for officers, and the first one will be president, and it's Kathy and I are both running. Kathy, I'll let you lead with your thoughts and what you have to say about presidency and why you're running.
I mean, for me, I've been at Lake Hayward for 23 years. I've been on the board for 4. Spent serving as secretary for 4. And I would never... Just to clarify, I would never run against a sitting president that was voted in by a board. Right? I would never do that. Lori's done a great job of taking over from Cindy, right? It was a hard job, so I appreciate that. What specifically do you want to know from me? I mean, I could list up all the things, my list of lists that I've been having for 4 years of things I want to look at and things like that, or is there anything specific?
What qualities? Bankers. What qualities need to be
president? Okay.
So, I just, you know, what qualities you have to...
Mm-hmm. My career has been a legal assistant, executive assistant. I'm very organized, and I think that I treat people fairly. I do not... collude or plan things ahead of time of strategic things, you know, like that. I think I'm open to listening to lots of people. That's just who I am. I'm unorganized, you know. I'm just a regular old gal. You know, like to have a, I have a passion for the lake, and I have a passion for the association and the members and the beauty that Lake Hayward is. And to that, I want to do more of just, you know, bringing it all together.
What does that mean to you? I'm sorry, Chris.
No, go ahead.
I'll be asking.
Bringing us all together does not mean, like, if I'm elected president, it doesn't mean I'm just going to dismantle everything that's in place. That's not my thrust, right? Open communication, I think, is a big, big key for me. And letting other board members know what's going on all the time and not making decisions without conferring with board members, other board members. That's what I think is a big... fix in communication. So that is a big stress for me.
Do I got some done with that? Other board members haven't done?
I'm
sorry, I didn't hear any. I'm sorry, do you feel like that's been done in the past?
Well, I think that out of the presidents that I've sat under,
yeah.
I would have to say not really.
I'll just keep going.
Keep going.
No, it's Chris's turn.
Okay, so the questions that I have are, as a board member for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and being at the lake for 23,
yeah.
kind of seen it and been there and done that, we have certain challenges now that
Absolutely.
We're up against with the right-of-way and the short-term rentals.
Absolutely.
I would like to get your feelings on that, and then how you would
mm-hmm.
go about trying to address those two issues.
Right. Well, we can't really talk about property encroachment because it's a legal issue. We'll do that during the executive session.
Right, and I'm sorry, I just want to interject. I'm not trying to, but I just want to make sure that Chris understands that the Airbnb and the property dispute are in executive session. So to talk a lot about them, Chris, unfortunately, we do that because they're legal things now. We do that where the public can't hear that. So you really, you can't hear a whole lot. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I did want to let him know that that's important.
So as far as the properties that we own, I think that as an association, I would like to see, and it's on my list. I had a list going for 4 years now of things I wanted to see done, which I have in front of me. But the right-of-ways is one of them, and the properties that the association owns, because I think we need to put something together, a task force. I'm not going to say a committee because it's a task force that kind of looks into all the properties that we own and documents them one at a time. And I'm sure the tax collector can help with that. I'm sure Phil can help with that. Whoever's going to be in charge of that. And I think that then they need to talk to the attorney to see what is a right of way here, what's an easement, and what is property we own. Okay, because I think that association members get confused between what's the right of way between properties and own. Okay, because right of ways you don't really own. We don't own them, we don't pay taxes on them. Okay, we have a right of way that we were able to use. Right?
Right.
And some people think that property we own are right of ways, which is untrue. So I think we need to educate the association members and pull something together and actually get up on the website. So that when things like that happen, you know, because people are confused about the property you own down in 101, they think it's the right place. You know? So there's things like that that need to be pulled together and documented. Nothing's been documented. That's my big stuff. Document everything so we can get up on the shared drive and really, so people aren't confused anymore. What you put on the website, we put on the website, you know? And new board members have a place to go where they can read things and go, oh, this is this and this is this. You know? Because it just gets, you know, the old timers come on and say, well, this is what always went and this is what always did. But it doesn't have to be that way because change is good. Right?
Right.
As far as the other things you want to talk about, I mean, of course, we have to pay attention to it, but, you know, there's nothing, we have to be careful and just, you know, go for it like that. But I can read you some other things I have on my list. Some of the things I was going to bring up tonight during the meeting, you know, Lori's done a great job on budget, you know, and the budget committee made some recommendations that we need to look at as far as strategic asset committee, job descriptions, financial policies we need to talk about, procurement policies, doing things within our bylaws. We need to look at events, contracts, which to use, who needs them, who doesn't, waivers.
I talked about
a right-of-way task force. We need to look at the rules and regulations. The door code policy, get the AED urgent care sheet and schedule. We need to be making a list of stuff. Technology needs to make a list of stuff like this that I have, who's got the laptop, who's got this, who's in control of it. We need to look at passwords. We need to look at our voting procedures. Lori brought up some things this year that she didn't agree with, so I'm like, well, let's look at it. Pavilion rental policies that we need to look at that a lot of the board members don't agree with. Job descriptions, or so I've been working on that, as you know, which I sent to all the board members. Revising details, hiring protocols, board protocols. You know? I already said with the PLH equipment, doing more with communications and constant contact. Speech closing protocol. I know what else.
I'm actually
I know what our charter says where the districts are, but it's like a,
by far.
You know, like when you buy real estate and it says northwest by this degree and all that? Who the hell knows where that is, right? So let's figure that out, and let's actually make a district map where all the roads are listed so we know. And district, simple little things, like maybe changing the name of Third Beach Rep to Third Beach District so people don't get confused that they're, you know, people aren't going to the beach, you know?
There you guys go. It's muted.
Association meeting.
You muted us, though.
You muted us. So,
oh.
Yeah, well, you should be muted.
No, you can't hear what I'm saying.
They should be doing it.
But again, a lot of these things I had on my list to talk about tonight, which I thought were important, just so we can hop on it, you know, moving forward. Revising the agenda a little bit. I mean, there's a lot of things on here that's under committee reports that I don't think are real committees. You know, I mean, I think they're more like jobs, you know. I don't know if we should call them committees. We'll talk about that. But everything needs to be talked about as a board and vetted by the board together. Right, and if I was president, I would ask board members to do maybe one, get on one task, you know? Like, there's a lot of tasks to be done here. So in other words, if everybody does one and maybe reaches out to a couple people they know to help them, not board members, because that stretches us too thin. You know, we're volunteers and it gets hard to put all that time into it. You know, so I think that's something that I would push for. Not to say that people can't help another board member do something if they want to, if the other board member is agreeing on that, but insurance, also about insurance. So, I mean, that's just my list of things. I've been making a list for 4 years.
And you feel you can't accomplish those unless you're pregnant?
I feel that I am very respectful of the past presidents. I feel I have been very respectful to the past presidents in letting, because it is a hard job, you know, and I don't want to criticize anyone or make it so that, you know, make their job harder, because I feel that the past presidents that I've worked with, you know, have their own vibe and the way they like to do things, and some think presidents go slowly, some go fast. Right? So sometimes I will say, as a board member, I have felt that I have put things into motion that were not cared about or not followed up with. And as a board member, you bring it up and it just gets pushed aside. So I have felt that. So maybe that's what I want to be, the president who's going to follow up on things and really communicate. I think communicate is the thing. And getting everything up on the shared drive. Everything's got to be up there. Anything to do, anything a board member does, you should go to Google Suite, open up a Google document, and start there, and type it, so it's right on the shared drive, you know? And we've been working towards that. And I know that can happen all at once, right? It can't happen all at once, because we can't stress ourselves out either, you know?
That was an extensive list.
It is.
That you had, so I guess my question is, couple questions. What do you think, as a president, you would focus on first, and why now? Why do you feel now is the time for you to be president?
The first thing, like, this is the thing that I was going to bring up tonight, in the agenda. Obviously, the bylaws, right? There's been talk about the, you know, two people in the same household being on that. Well, that's something that should be brought up to the bylaw committee, agreed upon, you know, like the board throws the ideas out, go to the bylaw committee, and the bylaw committee brings it to the association for a vote, right? It's not to be ignored. Anything that the public brings up should never be ignored in any way, shape, or form, and people need to be answered in a timely manner on things that they think are critical, right? Because you want to show them their due respect. I would love to see an attorney on the bylaw committee. That's something, not to say that Lisa didn't do a great job on the bylaws committee or that she wouldn't be charged with the bylaws committee, but I think that an attorney on the committee, I think.
A paid attorney?
No. No, let's look. I know I got a $22 down here. Maybe I can ask him. I don't know. You know what I mean? Let's see. Let's put our heads together. Who knows an attorney that lives in part of the association? And let's tap into that a little bit. I'd like to do more of that.
Yeah, attorneys are specialized, obviously.
Absolutely. So. Right. But all attorneys, though, I think, in my opinion, will have more knowledge than a layperson dealing with the wording of things and such like that. No matter what their specialty is. Right? And of course, kind of vetted by our attorney before it goes to the association. Absolutely. You know? So I think that's part of it. We promised we would, the budget committee, that we would talk about their recommendations. That needs to be done tonight. You know? It's not that we don't want the recommendations to happen. We have opinions about them, but we need to talk about them as a board. Right? And try and get those. Do we do it? Do we not? What do you want to do? Let's do it. Right? Get it moving. And there's just some, and I really wanted to do that, the thing under properties with the right-of-ways and really get that moving, because I think it's important, because I think a lot of people are talking about it, and I think they need to be educated a little bit on what a right-of-way is, you know, and get that up onto the website, and so that people can look at it and see it. Yeah, it's a nice, yeah. And the voting, I think the voting is important too, because there are some questions on that this year that Lori had. So absolutely, let's look at it. Let's revamp it. Let's, you know, it was done, you know, I don't know how many years ago by Bonnie Sedell and Gail Myers. You know, I would like to assume that they vetted it, you know, the voting procedures through an attorney, but I don't know. You know, but let's talk to them. Let's talk to Bonnie. Bob Sedell was very, very big on Glimmer Glen, you know, and figuring out, you know, is that a road or not a road or whatever, and figuring that out. Let's talk to him. Let's get the information, you know. And that's where Dane helps out, too, because he knows, oh, yeah, this person did that, which is good. So that's just me. And again, it's a lot, but I don't think... you know, property encroachment, of course. What about that in executive session? I've been waiting for that to be done.
So, you had said in your email that regardless of outcome, you are no longer going to be the secretary.
Correct.
So this is probably not on this topic, but
sure.
What does that mean? So if you're not the secretary, you have to have a secretary.
Correct, but you'll vote in a new secretary tonight, right. Even if I'm not voting as president.
So one of us,
yes,
that one could be a secretary.
Absolutely.
And what if no one raises their hand?
Someone will.
Might you wait long enough?
Do you wait long enough?
I would like to think that someone will. I mean, my very first board meeting, I raised my hand.
Yeah.
I raised my hand at my very first board meeting. I sat there, and Bonnie was president at the time, and she said, you know, she went through a president, vice president, came to secretary, and of course I was new, so obviously not president or vice president, because, you know, I didn't know how things ran, right? And so I raised my hand and said, I could be secretary in my wheelhouse, right? But I did for a living. So that's what I did. But I'm done doing it. I've done it for 4 years, so time to move on and do other things, right? Like I said, even if I'm not president, doing other things is okay, right? Heading up one of these things that I'll still be doing the job description, but yeah, heading up one of these things that I have on my list, you know, heading it up. That's kind of how I feel.
Anybody else have any questions? Did anyone else want to share what their thoughts are? I mean, I know you're kind of doing this to tease up,
yeah.
But
Do any of you that have kind of worked with Kathy and Lori now for some time want to share any thoughts to it? You don't have to.
I mean, I will say that Lori took on a big job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
She got stuck with a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. If that was me, my head would win. But again, she stepped into the place, and my wife wouldn't run against anybody. That was a sitting president.
Mm-hmm. That was elected.
It was elected. With that being said, communication in the last 6-7 months has not been good.
What does that mean?
Oh my gosh.
So what, really, what does that mean? So again, my questions are really, it's not intended to put anyone on the defensive.
Yeah,
it's really intended to understand.
Right.
Knowing that this is my first board members meeting, I'm not like Chris, I haven't been on 15 other boards before, so
right.
this is new. So I just want you to understand that.
Right. I mean, Phil likes to communicate a lot. Not like, I like to either text, or not text, I like to talk to people. I go to the house, I talk. In the last few months, I haven't had that. I'm feeling I couldn't do it. That's just me. I mean, I have a big role. I think I have a decent role here at the lake with the properties, and there's a lot that goes on. I did call Lori on Sunday because we had Saturday, and we had an issue with tables and chairs. I think that was the first time I've talked to her in a while. And it's, again, it's just, I want us all to be on the same, we don't have to be on the same page. We have to be nice to each other. You know, and that's just, I get very passionate sometimes about something that's got to be done or not done. And I always went to Cindy. I talked to Cindy probably more than at that time, because I was new myself. If I wasn't going to Cindy, I was going to Dave and Gary. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. I still, to this day, I still don't really know. There's a lot of things I'd like to see done. But that's just my perspective. I've said it to Lori too many times, but she could not agree. She got stuck. That's the way I'm going to put it. Whether anybody, I don't know if that's the right way to say it. Don't know. But that's the way it is. And instead of doing it all, I think instead of doing it all, you should help, have people help. That's just.
Well, I just find it interesting that you're saying she got stuck, but you guys voted her as vice president. So vice president.
Well,
you had to vote in a board of.
Yes.
You had to
right.
vote in officers.
Yes.
You guys,
she was elected by president.
She was elected.
Yes.
You are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
In her that she could perform as president if the. Because that can happen, obviously, it happens. So y'all, the board voted her in, so I'm having a hard time saying that she got stuck with it. She, you know, maybe she did a big job. But you guys voted her in as vice president. So
True.
So,
I agree. And I think once the opinions, everybody has one, I think once the president stepped down, instead of coming and saying, I am the president, I think we should have a meeting for it. And that's not the way it works.
But those are the rules.
But here's my take on it. Because when that happened, when Cindy stepped down,
can we say the past president?
No,
stop saying
president.
I just think it's personal, and I think we should take past president.
When the past president stepped down,
I would like to talk about us.
Yeah, we should.
I don't think any of us have the reaction to Lori being president.
No, we didn't.
But we all got an email that outlined all the reasons and the rules and the way it was worded. Have we all just sat down and talked about it?
So that offended you guys?
Well, I'm not going to speak for everyone, for me. I took a step back, and I thought, why aren't you giving me the benefit of the doubt that I want you there?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, absolutely, give her a shot. She wants it that badly. Go for it. Now, one of the things that I will say about, I'm probably saying it badly.
I just think that this is not for us to be talking right now.
Right.
I think that I'm really interested in your words.
Just to clarify, the email I got back was, Lori, just do emergency stuff, don't do anything. That's the email I got back. So, it's not exactly how you're putting it forward, but I digress. So please don't bring up cats unless you want to do that, because I really... Are you done? Is everybody done with Kathy?
They're the ones asking me the questions.
No, I know. Is everybody done asking Kathy questions, or is there any more questions or comments?
I'm good.
Okay. So I think as far as what happened about me, I'm not trying to be defensive. I'm trying to be factual. And I would be happy to provide the emails that went out. And I'm like, what do I do? I felt like, all right, well, I guess I got to step up. I heard the night before only that it was a possibility, and then the morning of, I got the email saying, I'm stepping down, and I was like, okay. So as vice president, I'm like, all right, I have to, you know, get up to speed. I will say I did not have a lot of the communication that I feel a president should share with a vice president should that ever happen again. I think a vice president who is going to, you know, stay on and continue should work closely with a president so that in their absence they don't feel like they're not up to speed at all and they don't know where to start. Since I've been on the board and working with the board, I haven't seen that. So I just want to say, like in the last 2.5 months that I've stepped into this position, it's only been 2.5 months, and really I felt like, and you all know in the first meeting, and I haven't been able to, because we changed the order, I haven't been able to give the new members books, which I didn't do them for nothing. I really want to give them to you. That's your onboarding. I was going to go over. Thank you. You're welcome.
What is that?
I never had any onboarding. I never had any. This is how we work. This is how we do things. And I wanted to go over with you. I don't know if we're going to have time to do that.
I don't know what's in there.
Yeah, I mean, did you go over it? I mean,
this is onboarding. So,
right.
So, right.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We don't know anything about that either.
Right. So I did talk to Kathy on the phone about that, and she said that in the past, other presidents had done it. Because I said I never had it, and she did tell me I should have asked.
Not a book, a meeting,
right?
An onboarding meeting.
But I think
immediately after the association meeting, where they are set up their
It's not a debate. What happened was, I've been, you know, in the president's role for 2.5 months. When I came onto this board. Shortly thereafter, because I've been on for a year, it has been somewhat contentious. A lot of personalities were having personal issues that got brought into the board. I personally don't think, you know, it was appropriate, but it did happen. And so when I had to come in and all of a sudden, you know, be responsible, I take things. I was reading an email from Angela. She said, they do things 110%, and if I can't do it 110%, I don't want to do it. Well, that's me. When I take something on, I dig in, I ground in, and anybody that wants to help. There was a comment made that I didn't ask for somebody to help proof the newsletter. And I listened to the audio, and I specifically asked three times. And I don't know if everybody was nervous and getting this to me. I asked for help. I sent out emails asking for contributions. I really wanted communication, but I really wasn't feeling it back. And I think everybody was trying to get accustomed to me as well. And I still think to this day, nobody's had a chance to do that because of, you know, whatever was in the works of the, you know, past contentions, which we tried to leave behind. I really, really wanted us to work with respect and decorum for each other. And I made that comment in a couple of the president's reports, and I meant that from my heart. I didn't mean it to be a jerk or to suggest that anybody wasn't being that way. I just wanted us all to just have a reminder to please treat each other with respect. We're all adults, we're all neighbors, we all live in the same community. In the same breath, like I said, I feel I have integrity in everything that I try to do. And I follow through. I'm willing and happy to work with people as a team. I ran the budget committee, I was on the budget committee for 3 years. And the first year was a learning experience. The first year was when the dam got presented, and oh boy, was that a year. That was quite interesting. It was quite an introduction. And I will say, you know, there were several of us, and this is when, I'm okay to use his name, Ed Bader was on as our tax collector. So he kind of, at the time, he was also prior years, the budget chair, so he took a lot of the liberties of kind of running that meeting. So I learned a lot. But the next 2 years that I chaired the budget committee, I said, you know, trying to get information at the end of a fiscal year, and that's when a lot of the expenditures are being made, and a lot of, you know, people are saying, geez, I didn't wind up spending this year because of whatever situation happened. You know, maybe I can do this. So a lot of that stuff is happening in June, end of June, when the budget committee is in full session. So I would require a lot of reports and a lot of interaction with the treasurer. As you all know, over that time of 2 years, we had 4 or 5 treasurers. It made the job really hard trying to budget. We worked through it, and that's not a disparaging comment at all for any of the treasurers. It was just transition. And I have to say, this year, being able to work with the treasurer made budgeting, and I think, you know, Lisa was on the budget committee for the last 2 years, made it so much better to be able to see all the reports and to be able to do all that. So again, you know, people that were previously on the budget committee said, geez, we never did it like that, and, you know, took that close of a look and so forth. And I'm thorough. I try to be as thorough as possible. So I did that. I did do the bylaws. I was on the bylaws committee for a year, and that was a learning experience. And you know, after going through that and really getting to know the bylaws so much better now, yes, we made some good changes. We need to make some better changes. The rules and regs are from 2014, and some of them even contradict our charter. So those need to be addressed. They need to be brought up. I think we need more committees. We have people that want to volunteer. And as far as putting things on the drive, I'm all for it. We do have to keep in mind we have volunteers that are wonderful assets, but they don't have access to a computer when they're here. Or they don't have or they don't know how to make spreadsheets or how to work in spreadsheets, but they have fabulous business attributes or any kind of app. So we need to consider all of them. They're all our neighbors and our community. So sometimes working on the drive is not always a feasible option to accommodate everybody, but the end product gets put on the drive. For instance, if the strategic planning thing that had been started was on the drive, that would have helped the budget committee. And I hope that going forward, the budget committee recommended that to help with budgeting. Going forward, that gets put on the drive. You know, I definitely agree with the technology end of that. And since I've been on technology, I don't remember. I think I want to say it's been about a year or so. I've learned a lot. We do use a middleman right now. His name is Jason. He runs the computer connection, and his main focus, if you will, is Microsoft, not Google, although he's helpful if need be. But pretty much I've been able to administrate and be successful doing that. So I do understand our group. It was a learning process for me as well, and I took the time, invested it. And I do have a series and sequence of how we'll set up the emails, and we've been talking about this for a few months, and the decision was to do it in the fall. I didn't provide emails for the three of you yet because this change is going to take place, and I wanted to do it after the meeting today once everybody had their designated president, secretary, so forth. So otherwise, we're going to wind up paying. It's $15 a month for each email. We have added newsletter. We have added communications. But we took those from members that have stepped down. So I needed to see who's going where and what email. So the president will assume the president's email. Therefore, their old email will go to somebody else. And so that is why we have not received them yet, but I made sure the whole board had all three of your emails. But it is, you know, and I'm, I have made it a point originally, which has kind of annoyed everybody, and I didn't realize it at first, but I created all folders for retention of documents so that everything could be on the drive, and shared them with a lot of people. They need to be looked at again. The purpose of actually doing generic emails, which I will also make an alias that will be, for instance, minus Lori D at LakeHaywoodCT.com. Going forward, it'll be whatever my title is, and then my alias will be that. So they'll be able to reach me with both. So that's what I wanted to do with everybody. Couldn't do it till I knew where everybody was shuffling. I definitely have an interest in the right of way. Those people have been, I'm not even going to say the people, but the situation has been on our plate, and probably not most of us board members, since 2018. There is a lot of information out there, and I made it, you know, an important aspect because I knew it was on our plate. Came up at every board meeting, so I said, I need to get up to speed. And I reached out. I've been contacted by one of the members. I'm not going to talk about it. And I've had a little bit of dialogue, which we'll talk about. So I am involved in that. I want to see that to its end. I want to make sure that the PULA come out of that reasonably, and the homeowners come out of that reasonably, and everybody has a decent feel. There's no winners and there's no losers when it comes to a situation like this. But it's been 5 years, and as I said to one of the gentlemen involved in the board meeting, I'm sorry, I am the third president that has taken this on. I apologize. So again, we've had a little bit of communication. I am ready, willing, and able to give that my all to get to the bottom of that. The Airbnbs, I did have back and forth communications with our attorney. Bill did come in. I did talk to him afterwards. He apologized for how passionate he was. At the board, at the August meeting, he understood better. I wanted to make sure we had full representation of our board. We were down three board members. So that everybody had input and an opinion. These are really big issues that are in front of us. Communication. I'm a big emailer. I think if some people can't get through it today or answer their phone today, maybe they'll get to it in 2 days. I think communication. And we've been saying this for a year, I think, for the people on the board, that communications is a huge, huge hub for us that we need to concentrate on better. If there's something that is occurring on the board that perhaps a member is not comfortable with or a member is not happy with or does not think that it's appropriate, then we all talk. We don't make it one person's business. It's everybody's business to come to agreement. We need cohesion. And somebody said to me, you know, being on a board is one thing, but a board that can get things done is another thing. And I'm a getter done. I am personally dealing with some things in my life that I have tried to balance and put aside that are, and I have committed myself to working with this community to the best of my ability. I would like to continue on. I have made many contacts, many interactions. I feel that I can really take us places and get things done that, and a lot of them are in agreement with the list that Kathy has. I mean, I have so many listed them here. I don't want to reiterate a lot of them. But I was going to also and thank you, Julia. I was going to also say that I was voted in as vice president, and I did hand out when I came to the first meeting. And the reason I handed out, and you all have it in your books, how a vice president, a president, or a secretary, should they be absent or vacate for whatever reason, needs to be replaced, or how the hierarchy is of how they're replaced. It shows you the state law, it shows you the Robert's Rules, and it shows you our bylaws. So that's also in your book. And I did that because I felt the contention of the legal job that I felt I needed to do. I look at it as a community venture, but I also see the legal aspect of it. And I also have seen that, yes, we have been taken to court, and we have been charged with FOI charges, Freedom of Information. And I don't want that to happen. I want to be transparent. I want our membership to hear and see everything we talk about and everything we do, except for executive session, of course. But there's no reason for not having transparency. So I'm here, and I've been here since I started on the budget committee. There's no agenda to get anything specifically done, but just to help our community and be a good steward. It is a lot of work. And perhaps because I got left, you know, in a situation where there was a turnover, I've spent a lot of sun up to sundowns, and because that's my personality too, to dive in. But so I hope none of that has ever been taken as disrespectful or not trying to be inclusive. There are times when I didn't feel inclusive. I don't appreciate that either. I think it's something we all can look at and agree on. I think we're all good people. I think we all want the same thing, to make a good community. I'd probably say a lot more, but I would like to know if any of you have questions or comments or anything to say.
One thing I'll say is thanks to both of you guys. Wasn't meant to be a beratement, but you guys did a great job. I appreciate it. Helped me out as a new member. This helped. And I apologize if it was stressful, but it did help. I appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I would just say the same thing. I really appreciate it. And I really did put both of you on the spot. And I also think that it's nice to see that everyone here has passion, which is why we're sitting in these seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be fair. I asked Kathy, why now? Why did she want to be president now? So, knowing the work that you've done in the past 2.5 months, we've all heard that it was a lot to take on. So, what would make you want to continue to do that going forward?
Thank you for your question, Ms. So, there have been times, believe me, where I said, why am I doing this? and there have been people that sat by my house to tell me that they were so thrilled at, you know, the job I've been doing, and they want to see change in the community. They are supportive, happy that I'm going forward and being transparent. They like what I've done with the budget. And for me, that was my answer. Why, Lisa? My answer was because I want to help the community. I live here year-round. I want it to be the best place I live. Love where you live.
I would like to make a motion that when we vote, it's done by secret ballot, not raising of hands. I think that's the only way you get people to vote their true conscience.
Okay. I think we can,
we need a second.
Somebody second that?
I second.
Okay.
Yeah. Any debate?
I think I have to make a different motion. I support the motion. I'm sorry. I have another thought that I think we need to consider. Okay. So I have to.
Let's finish this first motion.
Yeah.
All those in favor of a secret ballot?
Thank you.
All in favor is unanimous.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have. Do I have to make a motion before I get to press, or do I have to tell you why I'm making a motion?
You can speak, and then
okay. You
can.
Phil, you are married to Kathy, and that is a conflict of interest. So I will be making a motion to ask you to recuse yourself from voting, because it is a conflict of interest. And you working in a law firm should understand that. I'm concerned because we answer to our membership. I am like,
but what's in the bylaws under the charter now?
You're on the board,
right?
And board. This is a conflict of interest. You're married to Kathy.
Yeah.
It's definitely a conflict of interest if you vote for, you know, the vote that could is most
Well, maybe you think I'm going to vote for my wife.
I don't know, but it is a conflict of interest.
Well, again, we'll make you think I'm going to vote for
I don't want to give a vote, but it is a conflict of interest.
Well, if we do secret ballot,
we're doing secret ballot?
Yes.
But,
secret ballot has nothing to do with conflict of interest. I think if I'm understanding the clarity is, because she's running for president,
our bylaws do not speak, yes, the name needs to be checked, that's a separate issue, but our membership has been very vocal out there. I do know of a petition where it's out there, I'm just saying, and I'm hearing, I'm kind of coming in from being on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to bring in what the people in our community are saying, and they're very concerned about it. It's a their perception is
how many people signed the
I do not know the answer to that question. I believe it's over 60. I don't
know. And where is the petition?
Well, it's in the public's hand.
Should be here tonight, no?
It should be.
Should be here.
If it were here and you didn't give the public a chance to speak, you wouldn't know.
But I'm trying to bring in the voice I'm hearing, because I am from the outside, and people have expressed that concern. And again, they didn't single you like that. It's been building over years.
Right.
It's like you said, you guys mentioned the Trudells and the Yakimanas.
No, they were
things. Not. Yakimanas were
on the board. It was not Yakimanas.
It's been building over time, and so I think we have to be respectful of the members, the membership, and not do things. I would feel that we would be in their face if we don't try to respect. They have no other way to be heard right now because our bylaws, you know, they're telling us at meetings, there's a petition out there.
Yeah.
They have no other way to get their voice is heard. And they could not be part of public comment.
I've been on the board for 2 years. She's been on the board for 4 years. And it's just coming now. So I don't see why we have to.
Well, I don't think it's just coming now. I think it's been coming. I was in the, I don't know. It was mentioned in the June meeting, and it was mentioned there. But it's not.
Right.
I know, Dave, to your point, you mentioned there's always grumbling. And there are.
Yeah, there are.
But now, people are organizing. Mm-hmm. And we're getting petitions. We got a petition on the short-term rentals. Now we're getting a petition on the.
Here's my thought on that, okay? I'm not aware of the petition. I know there's one out there. Tonight's the first I've heard about it. But unless a petition is presented to somebody, it doesn't mean anything to me personally. You know, I understand, I hear the same grumblings you do. I know people feel it's a conflict of interest. I'm aware of that. I'm not aware of the petition, but it's kind of hard to throw a petition in our face if we can't see the petition.
Well, I guess they all know they're presenting it tonight.
We know that you omitted public comment for the vote for officers. So if there was going to be one, where would there be a forum?
Where would they
Who would they have given it to?
I'm not aware of any of this, so.
Yeah, so that was the odd thing. That's why I kept pushing, please let the public be heard. Because I'm sorry, I have a fiduciary responsibility.
Yeah.
I take it very personally, and I'm trying to have their voice.
So I'm upset, and this is what happens a lot. I'm upset that I'm being accused.
No one's accusing me. What are you accusing me of? I was making
a strategic move to.
I didn't say that. I didn't
write that over here, and it was just said there. So
I didn't say that.
What did I say? What did I say that I made a strategic move?
That I made the voting to be before public comment on purpose.
I didn't say that.
I know you told me.
Yeah.
I didn't say you did it on purpose, Kathy. I said, what I said was, you made the vote before public comment, so the membership didn't have a means to present if they wanted to. mean, there wasn't a forum to present, is all I said.
It's just moving around.
If there's 60 signatures on this petition, it is not a majority of the association. My opinion.
Nope. You got 420, right? No more than that, actually.
How many voted more than that?
Get over that over the
not a majority vote.
Well, it doesn't matter.
My motion is, Phil, would you please, I'm asking Phil to recuse himself as a conflict of interest.
I'm going to say no at this point in time because I'll give people more ammunition to divide us, to divide people. That's the way I feel about this.
I don't understand that comment.
Well, because they want to change it, that two people in a household can't be in on the board together.
I don't think that's what Julie was just saying.
Right, she's asking you to choose your vote, because we're voting for president. No, and nothing to do with the
two. Right. So the other point is, you are property manager.
Yep.
You are paid.
Yep.
It's a significant amount of money. And typically, the property manager, this is the first time I've ever seen it, should not be on the board because of your pay. But I assume you because you're in that position. That's a kind of a conflict too.
No,
it's not. I don't think it's a conflict. No. We've had other people on the board that have taken positions.
I think that's the rather,
okay.
Because if Kathy were president,
yep.
It's a perception. I'm trying to bring
in
the
perception.
I'm trying to give you what the community is saying. The perception is, yeah, you're president and you've got the largest chunk of the budget at 40 whatever thousand. That's what the concern of.
That's a fair concern.
I'm just saying, she's bringing you what the community is saying.
Some people in the community are saying.
Yeah.
Because we hear things too.
I understand.
Right. People come up to us on the and say, we love that you're both volunteering, you're on the board.
Yeah, don't take anything away from what you guys
are saying. Right, exactly.
And we don't go back
exactly.
And stick things in people's faces.
I don't know what has happened. I'm trying to just bring to you,
right.
I am a new person, and I am
right.
Hearing this, and people are coming to me and telling me this,
mm-hmm.
And because they know I'm a new person in the world.
But
so,
if you have 60 people, I mean, we probably...
I don't know what they are. I heard it was over 60. I don't know.
Even if there was 100 people, how many people do you think are in the association?
I know we have over 420
homes,
but I know we only have 355 registered-ish So that's 20% of the registered voters.
20.
So that's kind of a lot. 20% is a lot. And that I don't know. So I'm just
you bring it to our attention.
Hey,
that's great.
And I have to be on record that I brought it to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I am not going to get if this blows up.
Right.
I'm not. Nobody's going to come after me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying we're on the safe side. Bill should just refuse.
He should.
It's
just a motion.
I'm going to let the board decide.
Oh, you second my motion? Oh, okay. I did.
Because it's a vote for president. For the next president.
President of the United States is why I can't vote for him. President is for mayor, but for
there's
they can't
more
vote
than nine children that are voting for president of the United States. So, I think it's the ethical thing. Because you're married. If my husband was sitting right here, I would not vote.
Yeah.
Or if I was running, I would tell him he cannot vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feeling.
Thanks. You wait for me for an answer?
No,
it's a motion.
And she seconded it, and we've had a discussion.
All right, so.
So there's going to be a vote on it.
So the vote is on whether Phil Sabo votes in the presidential and vice presidential. I don't want to make
that she is. I don't know. I'm getting too complicated. It should actually be officers, but officers are officers.
Okay.
Secretary. But we're talking right to blame for president right now, so. That's what the motion is.
Okay.
So presidential?
For me. My comment, if there's still debate, is remember what just happened today.
I know. And it's got to be vice president.
Right. the vice president moves into president should the president step down. That's all. I
could say officer. Could say officer.
It's your motion. It's your motion. So say your motion and then.
You can't fix everything in one.
I know. So I don't know. Any advice from anyone?
I think that would be a bylaw change.
So the motion is to have Phil recuse himself from the vote for presidential election. No further debate?
Do I get the vote?
All in favor?
To recuse
himself. Seven in favor? Nays?
Are you staying or nay? Okay. You should never feel pressured. No, you should
never.
The way you were.
All I know is that my husband, 45 years of marriage, does not mean we have the same opinion.
Correct.
And
I know that.
I'm saying have the same opinion.
Yes.
So
and I agree with that.
Two against the motion carries.
It's nothing personal.
Yes.
I think if I was in the same position, my wife and myself, I would refuse her.
So, question. Let's talk about this while she's
ready.
What if there's a tie?
I don't know. I've been looking at Robert's rules because I don't
know. If there's a tie, we continue to vote until there's a resolution.
Hey, I got it.
Make the motion.
Thank you.
The treasurer or?
That's a good question. Who counts the votes?
I have no problem with Lori counting the votes.
And just for the side, you are free to abstain.
Oh, yeah.
You still in? I'll mix them all up.
There you go.
Kathy.
feel like I'm on Survivor.
Right?
Lori. Lori. Kathy. Kathy. Lori. Kathy Sabo. Lori.
Should we do it again?
Yeah,
let's rip these in half. We don't need as large as the cube.
Somebody just hurt you. Oh, no, I can't do that.
I think someone has a question.
Somebody needs to.
Are they the main
thing? They need to mute themselves.
You
can't mute them. They have to mute
themselves.
No, you can mute them. Is it true?
No. I'm sorry, this is all for you.
They are muted. Everybody's muted. They're muted.
Because it's after 9.
Yeah.
have a comment? Yeah. Oh, cigarette down.
We're waiting for you.
Anybody that would like to run for vice president?
I was interim. I don't want it.
You said that to me back then.
Right, right in the beginning.
I
right
know.
The
and you've been saying it right along.
Right.
I will.
Oh. I know. I'm just curious. I'm concerned about her being the tax collector and being vice president.
Oh, I think that's an issue.
I don't think that's an issue. All I'm doing is collecting money.
Yeah.
Okay. I just. I.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else that wants to run for vice president? I did ask the attorney about the treasurer and the tax collector, and he said you could. It would be a terrible idea. I will be happy to show you the emails. I needed to ask about voting, so that's why I'm saying it.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Is anybody else interested in running for vice president?
Nobody's stepping forward anyway, except for Lynn.
Chris, no, I know. I just feel like I have to say these things. I don't mean to be a jerk. It's what I learned. If I didn't say it, I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving along.
All right. So, the motion is for vice president for Lynn Chrissy.
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor?
In favor?
I don't know.
I think you're recruiting just for the presidential vote. So
yeah. Are you abstaining?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's fine. Thanks, Liz.
All right. So all those in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah, we're good.
Chris is not ready.
I'm abstaining.
Okay. You're abstaining.
Okay.
I'm gonna abstain. How many? One, two, three, four. Now you're going to?
Yeah,
five. Okay. Just trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Lynn?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what was the final count on that?
Five.
And then four.
One abstention.
You got both.
Two.
Two abstentions.
So that's seven.
You abstained?
No,
she voted.
Oh, okay.
So five and two is seven.
Yeah.
Right.
Four people.
You abstained, didn't you?
Well, Lynn, you voted for yourself, yes?
I did.
Yeah.
All right.
Am I allowed to vote?
Yes, of course you are.
Okay.
Yes.
So six.
So six yeses.
Yes.
Two abstentions.
Yes.
And one no.
Chris, you abstained.
He's the only one abstaining.
And
I abstained.
Two.
Well, raised the stand, that's the second time.
Right, so that's just kind of threw things around. That's
so
right.
Seven yeses and two abstentions then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
Seven, yeah. Okay. What do you do next?
Secretary. Next is secretary. Who would like to run for secretary?
Secretary.
done. I've been minutes for 20 years. I'm done.
Not my strong
suit. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, absolutely.
A clarifying question. Kathy? Minutes?
About what about them?
They take a long time.
Yeah.
So what is being...
Well, this is my feeling moving forward. And I don't know, but this is something that the board would have to decide. Because I feel right now, when we first started the secretary, there was no recording being posted online.
Right.
So that's why my minutes were always very detailed, because I wanted the association members to know kind of what was being said at board meetings. And there was none of this either. There was no technology where we invited people to listen in at a board meeting. So with that said, now if people really want to come and listen to what's in a board meeting, you know, they can come online, or they can listen to the recording online if that's something we still have to do, right? So the minutes don't necessarily have to be as detailed as they can. That's how I feel moving forward, but that would be a board decision, I think, and a decision from you. And as the new secretary, I think you would have a say in that. I always felt I had a say in how the minutes were typed up and presented. Basically, Robert's rules and the rules just say, you really just got to report the motions, and you know, you don't have to put in the minutes where I do.
Really record what was done and not what was said.
Correct.
However, having the audio also, so do you have to have both? No.
So you have to have the audio and the minutes.
We have been doing audio and minutes. We've been being asked for audio and minutes. So we've been doing both.
Well, no, that's not true, because I asked you to ask the attorney if we needed to be had to do the audio, because I don't personally like having the audio up there. And again, that needs to be, I think, a board decision once we find out if it's a requirement or just something we like.
Right. Well, I use the audio, I use that to refresh on the minutes. And like the sentence that went from not, I don't remember what it was, Kathy, but whatever it was, went from yes to making it not, changed the entire sentence. And I wanted to make sure that's what I said before I said to you, change the minutes. And so I used the audio to kind of look back on the minutes, but I really appreciate that.
Right. Wasn't the audio something that was required during COVID?
Correct.
So we need to find out.
Correct.
It's still required. If it's not required, then it should be a board decision.
Right.
If we still want to do the audio.
Correct.
If you're interested in not making a whole novel every time the minutes are made, the recording is in your favor.
Right.
You can just see as a matter of fact. This motion was made by this person, seconded by this person, accepted by all.
Roll call, what was done.
You know, that means...
And then refer to the audio.
I would say that's my biggest concern, is the time that it takes to do the minutes, because I was trying to capture everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It took 5 hours and I'm not done.
Yeah.
From your Sunday?
So that's a concern, right? Yeah. 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 I don't have I can't handle it. I'm still working. I would love to not be.
And there's other things besides the
minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
And everything, I mean, you know, throughout our course, since I've been here, even, like, some things navigate one way or the other. Pavilion reservations used to be events, and then that was there. So things move around as necessary, and we're all willing to help and
lighten the load.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else interested in secretary?
No. If there was nobody for president, I was going to volunteer, but Lynn stepped up. But I would be a terrible secretary.
It took me an hour to make this much. All right. Thanks for stepping up.
I can help with whatever you need.
And I will say that, you know, I've been trying to get volunteers to do things. Like, I had someone lined up this year to do the pavilion reservation, to handle that aspect of it. And there's an email just for secretary. Right? So that they can use that. It's different than my own personal keyword email. So they can log on to that and do take care of the civilian reservation. She backed out on me last minute, but I did just get an email from her this week that said, Kathy, if you're still looking for someone to handle civilian reservations next year, let me know. Well, she'll back out again. No, but it's a possibility if you get people to help you do those things. You don't have to do stuff, sign them up to do voting, taking care of the voting, you know, getting all that together.
And Lynn Butler, too, will help with the pavilion reservations.
Right? So just to be clear, no one else is interested in secretary.
Kathy?
I will do it only.
You can lean on me anytime.
If you transition with me.
Absolutely. Of course.
For a while.
Alright, so all in favor of Lisa Sobosanovich being secretary?
I'm recusing myself.
Welcome.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you.
So clear on that vote, it was 8 and then 1 absence.
Yeah. You were saying for voting for this, didn't you?
She did. Myself, yeah.
Someday she can say, I never voted for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
I'm going
to eat. What do you got? We got one more, or is that just a 3?
That's it.
All right. I mean, we can actually get to the agenda now?
Gosh.
Well, I think we can agree, right? So let's agree on perhaps.
Well, public comment is important. We have it here. It's the nursing competition, right?
I think I ripped up my agenda for this. Okay, so we moved new business. So I think even though voting was in there,
we'll move voting.
Okay, I just want to make sure. All right,
I'm sorry, my notes show that.
No, that's okay.
I'm confused. Sure.
All right, public comment.
Anybody want to talk?
I do. So it's already been talked about, but I wanted to go on record that there was a petition. It was 55 people, not 60. In 6 days, we collected 55 petitioners. The petition reads, a petition concerning a call for Phil Sable to recuse himself from voting on the board members, on a board member's officers in the September 11, 2023 Board of Governors meeting. I have dialogue that backs up why we thought that. It wasn't anything personal. It's a matter of ethics. The hope was that Phil volunteered to recuse himself and that it didn't have to go to a vote of the board because there was nothing compelling him to recuse himself other than asking him to, and it was a matter of ethics, not personal, for all the reasons that we stated. And I don't think there's any reason for me to read anything more. So the petition goes to the secretary?
Secretary.
Yeah.
Are you still the secretary?
Today I am. Well,
actually,
yeah.
Lisa.
No, go ahead. Give it to me. Yeah. Well, absolutely.
No, it has to be Lisa. Yeah.
That's
right.
Like, well, I'm still going to take the minutes, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And I will tell you that.
More than okay.
Okay.
Give me something to look at.
Any other public
comments?
Any more public
comments? Yes. I've been, if I haven't been present virtually or phone or in person, I listened to every board meeting for more than 2 years now. And I'm really uncomfortable with the fact that at least the virtual, it is hard to understand what you're saying, when people are talking. When I listened through the phone, I actually did better than the Google Meet when we had it, maybe it was Zoom phone call before. So I believe that more members of the community should be present for board meetings. I encourage people, sometimes people do, sometimes they don't, but I think that the level of professionalism has been in question multiple times, more recently, over the past year. Although I must say that with Lori, since she took on the presidency role, I feel like there is a there's transparency, consistency. She doesn't know an answer, she goes and looks it up, and I hear her come back to you and say, I talked to this person or I did that person. And she got the information of what our community is supposed to be doing, what you're supposed to be doing for our community. So I really appreciated that. I don't know how to, I see the points that she made about listening to the recording helps with clarifying things, but as a listener on there, on the virtual, it's a challenge. So I need to show up more.
It's open to everybody.
Swing with wet.
Yes.
You know, to that, man, we did hear people talk about,
or
you can't engage in public comment.
Oh, sorry, Chris.
Sorry.
Actually, that's one of our rules, but I kind of wanted to go over in the in the Q&A of the onboarding. Chris is better. He actually was public comment, but we don't engage with the public. They can comment, but we don't engage.
And so the other thing where I would say, and you guys talked about it tonight, some of you, that when a member of the community brings something to the board, I believe it needs to be addressed. And, you know, sometimes things are going to take time. Like, my guess is that short-term rental thing is going to take a long time to sift through. But I feel like listening to a lot of the board meetings over the last 2 years plus, a lot of times I hear from the board, oh, I don't want to deal with that, let's push that aside. And it's offensive to hear that. As a member of the community, I'm a taxpayer, and I think that, and I'm not talking about just one little thing here or there. Yes, there may be little things at times that maybe the board can't do anything about. But I would appreciate a board that believes that they're here for the membership. And I appreciate all the work you guys are doing. I'm amazed. I don't know that I would have capacity to be a board member, but I do like working on projects and things to help them out.
I have my mic on.
You can call me and ask.
I have my mic on, so don't talk.
So thank you for your time and your work.
Thank you.
Are we allowed to say thank you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can say thank you.
Yeah.
We just can't engage. Because does anybody have public comment that is online?
If you're muted,
you have to unmute yourself.
State
your name.
I'm not sure if I'm muted or not. Keith Marvin, 17 Ridgewood Road.
We can hear you.
Am I online?
We can hear you. I'm sorry.
I've been listening to all of this, and obviously there's a lot of good give and take. My general comment, I've been on a lot of boards nationally in the state, and I have to agree with Kathy that as time went on with all this new technology, more and more, we really just wanted summary minutes of the meeting of what actually happened, and not going through all the detail that people that are interested can listen to the audio. So I just want to go on record. I think that's a good way to reduce work, and any work that can be reduced for a volunteer board, I think, is important. I mean, hopefully the board can all come together, and I think there's plenty of volunteers out there, people that we are willing to help.
Did you make a comment, or?
Is that a different person?
Keith, are you still talking because you're breaking up or we can't hear you?
Gary,
hi, Gary. Keith, were you done talking?
Gary,
I am done.
Okay, thank you. Gary Cohen?
Yes, Gary Cohen, 313 Lakeshore. I'm going to congratulate Larry.
Oh, sorry. Hold on, Gary. We're trying to hear you better.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Now
I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Okay. I've got a little closer to my microphone. I don't know which microphone is on. This is my 36th season here at the lake. People can't believe me because nobody knows who I am. Nobody knew who I was. And I really appreciate the involvement that Cindy started with me and Lori continued with me. And it was a very pleasant relationship with Lori. And I really enjoyed working with Lori a lot. And I hope I enjoy working with the rest of the board. I hope to see everybody next year and smile. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment from online? I'm going to guess that's a no unless you're muted. Okay, we'll move forward. Thank you.
Somebody take that red one with y'all, don't you?
Thanks, Nancy. Okay, we're tax collector.
What about President's report?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been a night already. Okay, I wanted to say in public, the special meeting went very well, I thought. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that helped and everybody that that made it happen and made it successful. Thank you. And thank you, Dave, for making the list and typing it up.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry. I don't really have to say anything else. I was going to go on to say it's a very lengthy agenda, so can we please move forward.
I'd like to make a motion that we bypass the committee reports tonight.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessary we do that this late hour.
Any debate?
Second.
Third.
Yes, all in favor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion passed. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to do tax collector and, I'm sorry, and you said committee, sorry.
No, tax collector, yeah.
And then treasurer, okay.
Yeah, that's above committee reports.
Okay, so. I just want to make sure you...
No, I'm on committee reports, that's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tax collector?
Yes.
All right. We are, as mentioned last, for tax year 2022, we are closed. We've collected 100% of what we do. For 2022, we still have 21 accounts outstanding.
23 or 23?
23, right?
Well, it's for tax, it's as of 2023, but it's for the 2022 grant.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So we have 21 accounts outstanding with a total tax still due of $8,080.57. I do have a heard from one taxpayer who is sending in, I should be getting shortly. A lot of the individuals that are left are kind of known people, seen them owing before. So they will be getting a letter in early October that explains to them exactly how much it's going to cost them if they don't pay up. And then our traditional cutover to the attorney for formal collection is in December, and then that will happen.
Okay. And it's good to hear that we were successful in completing last year's.
Thank you.
It was. Oh, okay.
Yeah. we almost went to tax sale on one.
It was within days, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was within a week, but
I'm glad we didn't
go. Yeah.
I'm so glad that happened.
Yeah,
can I just say one thing about technology?
No, we're doing tax collector and treasurer first. So can we do that?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So the reports are on the drive. I'm sorry they were late. I just put them up there today. I need a clarification on some of the numbers that I couldn't remember from having attended the annual meeting. And I needed to know, what is it, 30 or 33,000? I couldn't remember what pickleball and the courts were going to get. But those reports are up there. My relation report isn't going to match what Linda said, because mission deposits that she's given me since I made the report. And the only thing I want to say is that we pulled revenue from Lake Neighbor Day overall. So
I don't have anything left.
Did you get my last text to you? Could we talk tomorrow or maybe text about?
Yeah, I didn't see
that,
but okay.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, you have seen it.
I have not yet.
Oh, okay. It just has to do with what the report you gave me. Thank you. Okay. It helped me out, and then I explained why it helped me out, and then I asked you a couple of questions. That's all. All
right. Yep. Come on tomorrow.
That's it, that's all I got. And if nobody has anything for me.
Oh, sure. That's Nancy's jacket there.
Oh, sure.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to
do
it. Okay.
Oh,
wait.
Oh,
no,
no, no. The orange paper over there. Where she was sitting. Sorry.
You might like that white one better.
Yeah. Feel free to take anything you know.
Don't forget me.
Thanks,
Lisa. Good night. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, Lisa.
No, get off the room.
So now we go to executive session.
So,
Or
old business and the new.
Right.
Oh,
so
okay, wait, I'm sorry.
And then you can shut the people.
Yeah.
Right. So old business, I do have something to say, but it can wait till next month or whatever. It was a little more about the insurance. I actually thought it had good information, so I kind of wanted to I had to really persist with our agent to get him to say so go to the carrier. So I want to read to you what he said. Is that all right? I don't have time. So I sent him several emails, and he finally said, I certainly will ask. Please keep in mind, your current carrier has insured you for over 10 years, has paid a total loss fire claim on the clubhouse, has then furnished your documents, and has inspected the property as well. We dealt with Ed Bader on this issue years ago, and the carrier did not change their rating basis even after a great deal of back and forth. And then, so that's what as I was asking him to tell us how and why we're insured that way, I found this. You guys can read this afterwards. This is when they were hired. They actually came and talked to us, the insurance company, Brian Kelly of Bouvier. I'm sorry?
The agency, you mean?
The correct. The agency. And so this is also from the agent. Good morning. I finally heard back from our underwriter regarding the classification of Pula as a homeowners association versus a municipal tax district. They do not feel that anything needs to be changed with regards to the general liability classification should a loss arise, provided it is not something that is excluded through policy language. Coverage will be provided to Pula. When we remarket the package for 24-25 term, I will look into changing the general liability classification to something we can all agree on. So that's all the information on that. I didn't take it any farther because I didn't know how all of this was going to turn out. I just got that several days ago.
As you know, I've asked for putting together a committee.
Yeah.
to put together the facts and take this out to them.
Yep.
Not through that agent, with that agent and through other. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
And, you know, we should have more than one person involved.
I totally agree. And why Ed Bader was the negotiator back then, we don't know.
But that was the past.
And that was the past. It should be. It should, like everything else, it should be more than one person working on it. I agree. I totally agree. So that's all I really have.
Did you go out for bids with insurance this year?
No.
We get it.
How much was our...
Well, there's three different policies, but it's about $28,000.
$28,000, and I guess you made that decision just to go with it?
No, I think we all did. We all said we're going to go with it, and then we're going to go out to rebid for next...
Okay.
That's in the minutes.
Yeah.
That we were going to go out and try to get July a rebid or whatever. Yeah. You can't just not, I mean, we need it to be insured.
I totally understand that.
And the bill was due July 21st, which was, we didn't know anything about until it hit, until we got notified. So,
right.
Again, stepping in the position
right.
with these things cropping up and not having any awareness.
Yeah. So, I have something. I'm not sure if it should be new business or old business. You tell me. I have a question to ask about Lake Hayward Days.
Oh.
I would say it's probably old business because Lake Hayward Days has been around forever. We've had great success this year changing the date.
Yes.
I did a lot of reading of the charter and the bylaws, and it says that the Lake Hayward Day has to be the third week of August, okay, in the bylaws. I would like to propose to change Carnival to the first weekend in August. Because even though we had a good turnout, there's still a lot of kids that are in school already. My whole motivation for having this discussion, okay, is that we want to have a party in the middle of summer when the kids are here. It's all about kids, and it's all about having a great time for them. Now, it may involve a bylaws change.
Right.
It may what I'm proposing is discussion.
Yep.
So I would like people to think about it, and I think that the closer to the middle of the summer, Lake Hayward Days, I'm not saying move that. I'm just saying Carnival.
Right.
Let's do it the first weekend in August when we know that most of the kids are going to be here. Where we go from here, I don't know, but I just wanted to bring it up for discussion.
So just pull Carnival out.
Just Carnival. Carnival beach games, you know, that whole Saturday.
Okay.
Beach games, Carnival, kitchen, the whole.
Lake Hayward Days preamble?
Yeah, I mean, technically Lake Hayward Days is every night something happens during that week,
right,
which we probably don't want to change, but, I mean, if you're going to change the bylaws, maybe we could change the whole thing to the first week of August, just because kids are back in school so early now.
They are actually, yeah.
Just, I'm bringing that for discussion.
No, it's a good discussion.
Yeah.
You would need to do that, because a lot of adults take that week off.
Right. Right. It has to be a bylaw change probably, and it would be publicized well in advance to everybody.
Yes.
Maybe, obviously, it's probably not going to happen next year.
Maybe we ask in a June meeting just to to see where people are.
Like I said, my whole interest is the kids.
I agree.
That was
awesome.
Yeah. All right. That's all I have. Thank you.
But Dave, that's August 3rd, right? So you said the first weekend is what you're thinking?
I'm thinking the first Saturday in August. I'm just proposing that. It's going to come up for a lot more discussion. I want to drop the seed so we can think about it.
Yeah.
So then I will
go
to that.
We're not going
to do it.
First, another one.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And
right now.
Like I said, it may need a bylaws change. Yeah. It may fit very well. I mean, people are better interpreting the bylaws than charter than I am. But from what I saw in the charter, it listed Lake Hayward Days. Now that connected to Lake Hayward Days. So, okay. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you. No, it's moving it this year, obviously, was a tremendous turnout.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll do the same thing next year, but going forward.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Do we want to make a motion to
remind I have one thing for new business.
Oh, okay. So
you and I, Kathy, got an anonymous letter.
Yes.
About nobody voting for the board members to go out to dinner. I will pass it around.
it's anonymous. Part of it,
I think it holds no substance because it's not signed, Evelyn.
I know. My one concern, I don't care if the board doesn't go out to dinner, but Emma, I'm not getting anything, a gift, which is what we usually do. If the board can't pay for it, if you can't take it out of board funds, I would like to do a collection to get him something.
Well, so Emma can come out of hospitality because he's a board member that's gotten off the board. And if we want to do something,
my recollection is we prepared that problem when we made it a line item.
Right. Yeah. Hospitality.
But we always had to have somebody from the floor.
Nobody made a motion.
Didn't matter because we made the line item now. My recollection, we made the line item so we wouldn't have to worry about people making a motion for the floor.
Linda always made the motion.
Yeah,
Hospitality.
Hello.
We're not public comment, so.
Hospitality came out of the vent because we didn't budget
all three of us, I didn't know for sure. Okay. Said on the bottom, CC was myself, Kathy, and Evelyn.
Yeah.
But it wasn't signed. There was no return address. There was no anything. So I just figured, I told Evelyn when it came in the mail, I thought it was from my ex-husband. Because it looked like it was writing on the envelope.
I threw it out.
What's the board's position on that?
I know.
The motion from the floor, you think we should not do it?
We should not.
Is that your opinion?
That's my opinion.
Okay,
we could do it if we wanted to pay for ourselves pay for Emma.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I don't think
Emma.
He was on the board for a while.
Julia just took his
spot. I don't have a problem with paying my own way if we want to have a dinner. That's fine.
I don't have a problem with
paying
my big
concern.
And then we can all chip in and pay for Emma. I don't know if that's Or maybe that's what we could do for him. I don't know.
I shouldn't even say anything because I'm going to be gone anyway when it happens. I'll be out of town. I mean, I'll be in North Carolina by then, so.
Yeah. I've never been a part of it.
I need to recruit.
And maybe what we do is petition for something for him.
I'm asking. Can we do that for him?
Take it right out.
So do you want to get him a gift and go out, or both, or
a gift certificate or something like that would be nice for him.
So that could come out of hospitality.
I think dinner's probably not a good idea because he'll be gone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think that this should be something that we vote on. There's been different presidents and other organizations that I've had that gave an outgoing president $500, something unreasonable,
right,
and somebody else something minuscule.
Right.
So it needs to be some consistency with people that work 2 years, 3 years, different positions.
Yeah.
So we don't just say, well, I'll pitch in and we come up with $1,000, and then we all pitch in and we come up with $20.
It's over the years, you've been a lot of different things. And a lot. Some people get really nice gifts, some people get absolutely nothing.
Yes, there should be some consistency. Yep. We should vote that into where.
Kind of a new set of questions.
That's a good. I agree with you. I think we need to come up with, something
that.
So would you like to try to do a matrix on maybe something like that and then present it?
Sure.
All right.
That's
good. Thank you.
Put that on your
list. Thank you.
I think that you might take money out of hospitality to set the precedent.
And that's not what I asked.
I know that's what you're asking, but that's what they're maybe.
No, we're saying for a board member that has Pat left, like Helen.
Right.
That should come out of hospitality.
I'm saying that
there's
a precedent that, so Dave goes off the board, but he can't make the dinner, because now this year we're going to dinner, and they voted for it.
Right.
So that means you have to get him a gift. Board members were never giving gifts that I know of, just the outgoing president.
Jason and
We had guests last year at dinner. Cindy had them.
We even got we even had a dating
Ed Bader
again. We did get Ed Bader again. That's right.
No, we have to. Okay. So, yeah, and I think it's appropriate.
I'm going to recommendation.
I think if you put matrix, that's the answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Right. It won't, not going to be long.
Kathy said she was going to do that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Moving on. 10 minutes to 10.
Wow. All right. Do we want to vote to go in executive session?
Yes. I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
I'll second that motion.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
I just know the debate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn everything off.
So, yeah. Let me, this.